The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And can you tell us why that is, Stephanie Joy?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, when you get a t-shirt with, like, someone's brain on it pointing to someone else or something, with that little slogan on it. That might be kind of gross, though, if you actually act
like well, it's fitting for the times.
Of a brain. That is so true. But I wanted to give this quote here, and we were talking about, you know, the school in Georgia and the anonymous, cowardice atheist who probably doesn't even exist.
Oh, of course not.
Who has a problem with it, you know, and so on and so forth. But
do you want me to give that story from the Minnesota State Fair?
Sure.
We did the Minnesota State Fair last year, and it was interesting that, you know, we had, for some reason, unbeknownst to us, that the homosexuals, the radicals, were protesting our booth at the Minnesota State Fair.
So we were told.
So WCCO, who's come after us a couple times, and I just want to let you know that if they step on the toes the wrong way, they're going to get it. In other words, I'm not playing with these people. And in saying that, they came over to our booth and they asked where the homosexuals were that were protesting our booth because somebody called and reported that we were being protested by the radical homosexuals.
Okay, I got to add on to this. Okay?
Yes, yes.
So what happened was is they called our office from the booth. And the person that talked with them said, well, you're standing at the booth right now. Do you see a protest going on? And the lady's like, well, I'm the one that asked the question.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, listen, wait.
You're a reporter, lady.
You're calling us to tell us that there's protest going on at our booth. You are standing at our booth. We are not there right now. We have people who are there, but we're not there. Tell me, do you see protest going on at the booth? Well, I'm the one that asks the questions. It's like, well, lady, if you're standing right there, if you see protests, you either do or you do not see it. So are you going to report the truth or not?
Stephanie, you need to keep in mind that these are the people that said it is our job to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That was CBS News. Another former CBS News anchor, Walter Cronkite, said news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. And then if you go to Herman Dismore from New York Times, he said the New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. And my favorite, this is by Mr. Cohen, who's still shooting his mouth off from CBS. He said, we're going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with, not what the facts are.
Yeah, and
so what would you expect,
yeah,
right?
And I like the slogan, too. We talk about, we report, you decide. It should be, we decide on what we report. What's good for you?
Yeah, that's Fox News.
Yeah,
and it's what they omit that bothers me. But sticking to the point.
Yeah, even the New York Times, they put on the front of their thing, it says, they report, hold on, I'm going to look at it real quick. Hold on, I'm in the studio. All the news that's fit to print. So they decide is fit to print is what they print.
Yep, you just expect a little more integrity.
Oh, yeah,
kidding. A whole lot more of integrity. But there's a whole lot less going on there.
I know. We're going to roll on.
But finish the point.
Yeah, but the point is, so, you know, they come out and they say that our booth is being protested. She's standing right there. She doesn't see a protest going on. Well, that actually worked in our favor because we had many people that came to the booth afterwards and said, thank you for taking a stand. We appreciate
what you... They did a free advertisement for us is what they did. Now, going back to the management of the Minnesota State Fair, we were told that the person that was protesting us, he worked at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, we went to the Minnesota State Fair management, and we found out that the Minnesota State Fair loves having us there.
Right.
And they have no idea who we're talking about when we're trying to figure out who this individual was. So we went back to this individual. We went to his Facebook. He had 5 likes on his page.
Ooh.
Now, keep in mind, this is what the state-run media gave voice to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Protest. Well, we went back over to him, and then we found out he was, in part... a part of the organization that George Soros funds, Change.org, and we found out from them how they actually operate. What they do is they don't have the numbers. They just want to induce fear, and they want to advocate change, and they want to play the totalitarian ideology, methodology, and so on and so forth by creating the crime again and then playing the victim. Well, we found out that there was no such thing, and if the person did exist, he's no longer there.
Right.
But this is how they actually do what they do, friends.
Right.
They don't exist. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth.
That's right.
See, what we do, friends, when it comes at us, we turn and we go back at it, and that's what you should do, too. That's how you win today.
That's Christ-like.
Amen.
But it was David Ferrand, though, that said, when God is blotted out of education and government, immorality increases. Sin creates an atmosphere and an environment for more evil. If sin is not dealt with, according to the Bible, it will infect everything in its path and will fertilize a culture of corruption. And what are we seeing? We're seeing a culture that's filled with corruption because the sin is not being dealt with according to the Word of God. So I just thought it was so timely, that quote, saying, listen, of course, if you say, God, we don't want you here, and then all of a sudden we have all these problems because we don't stand on the Word of God and deal with things according to how Scripture tells us to, then what are we going to have? Well, what are we seeing today? A culture of corruption. Now, I want to jump topics just a little bit.
Hang on a second. I want to ask a question to the American people. Because whatever happened to what Thomas Jefferson said? Now, some might say this is really extreme, but I do have the question. I want to lay it to your candor. What happened to this mentality? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
Yeah.
Why is it that the conservatives have it so backwards? I'm not, you know, the conservatives are a better front than the professed churches in America. Okay, let's just go there. The conservatives won't talk about making any reference to our founding documents. So therefore, how are you going to have justice? Therefore, how are you going to have righteousness established? Therefore, how are you going to know peace, right? Okay. But why is it that we put ourselves in a position, or have allotted ourselves to be put in the position, America, to listen to the conservatives debate both sides when one side is completely unlawful and the other is lawful, but the lawful side doesn't make reference to the law? Okay. So, well, like, for example, when the president or the attorney general, they commit crimes or they commit the act of treason, well, you know what our forefathers would have done with those that committed treason. But why is it that the American people allow those that commit treason today to just get a pass through the talk of the conservatives? Yet they're continuously encroaching upon your rights on a daily basis. Friends, that means you better up the ante. You better understand your founding documents, and you better enforce them founding documents against crime, because until we begin to talk and understand the way that our forefathers talked and acted, might I add, first and foremost, nothing's going to change. Either this government's going to fear the people, or the government's going to fear, or the people are going to fear the government, where you're going to have tyranny. And again, friends, there is no in-between. But getting back to the point, where is this talk? I mean, just think about that. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants.
I mean, do
people not realize that the freedoms that we have, again, friends, they're blood-bought.
Right.
These forefathers that we had, friends, understood the price of freedom.
Yeah.
And yet, for some reason, we just think that it's okay for a government to do. I mean, folks, they are so far out of their scope of authority, it's treasonous on a daily basis. And there's only one way to deal with it, friends, and that is the execution of the law to the fullest degree concerning their crimes against we the people. Boy, Bradley, that's radical. Well, then let it be radical. Maybe you need to be radical, America. Yeah? Amen. Radicals actually establish what we have today. Oh, and by the way, Jesus Christ, the radical of the radicals for righteousness in Jesus' name, so much so he was willing to die for it.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Now, I want to take a moment here just to talk about just three little quotes, maybe more than that, four. Jim Elliot, for those of you who don't know, he was a missionary who went to a tribe that had never heard the gospel before. They were called the Aucas. And basically, he risked his life to be able to give them the gospel because they had never had the gospel or heard of the gospel before, to the point where he was ultimately killed physically for the gospel's sake. But he said this, "Always seek peace between your heart and God, but in this world, always be careful to remain ever restless, never satisfied, and always abounding in the work of the Lord."
Wow.
So he was saying, always do that, what you're called to do, be never satisfied. He said, he is no fool to give what he cannot keep, to gain that which he cannot lose. So he was willing to sacrifice his life. He said, if it be our loss, may it be to God's glory, because he knew that this Alka tribe was a very savage tribe.
On a personal note, how many times have I gotten in trouble for maintaining that zeal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, Bradley, you need to mellow out. Oh, Bradley, you're just over the top. Oh, Bradley, you're just too extreme. Oh, Bradley. No. I strive according to the grace within me, Paul said.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Jim Elliot in his day had his, listen, you don't need to be that extreme. I mean, you don't need to go to the far-off jungles of the earth where who knows what will happen. And my goodness, this tribe, and no one's ever... Can't you be satisfied just teaching in the States? Or can't you be satisfied with this or that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing. It just goes back to that old thing we've talked about time and time again, where you praise those dead prophets or you praise those dead men or women of God. When they were alive, they had their naysayers and their scoffers and so on and so forth. But then they had people later on in life that go back and they praise them. Now, Jim said, when it comes time to die, make sure that all you have to do is die. So basically, don't leave anything undone. Don't go back and say, oh, I got to do this, or I quickly need to do this, or I need to make my peace here and ask someone to forgive me here and try to do this and that there. No. He said, make sure that when it comes time for you to die, all you have to do is die. You have done your part. You have run the course. You have finished the race. You have kept the faith. Now, Elizabeth Elliot, his wife, said, if my life is surrendered to God, all is well. Let me not grab it back as though it were in peril in his hands, but would be safer in mine. And who would know better than that? We're looking at a woman who lost her husband because he was willing to give the gospel to people who have never heard it before.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Ebenezer Erskine, who said, so often we give God a partial obedience. We do not dare to disobey, but we do not care to fully obey. So we compromise. We do some of what we should, thus removing the stigma of disobedience, but we refrain from the most difficult or objectionable or uncomfortable part and thus try to get the best of both worlds. If you're in that position where you're walking down the center of the road, listen, you either got the right side you need to drive on or the left side you need to drive on. If you're going right down the middle, you're going to get smacked either way by both sides. We need to make sure that we don't compromise what God has called us to do and say, Lord, if you've called me to do this, I'll just do something. You can't do something because it's just a good idea. I mean, you can do good for good ideas' sake, but if God hasn't called you to do it, then it's not the right thing to do. If God says, listen, I want you to do this, that, and the other thing, become a teacher and do this and this and this and that, you can't say, well, Lord, instead of becoming a teacher like what you called me to do and doing this and that and the other, I'll just teach a little Sunday school every Sunday so I kind of feel like I'm doing what
justify
I'm supposed to be doing,
yourself.
But I'm not really fulfilling the call. Some of you say, well, I know what God has called me to do, but I'm running from the call. Well, you can run, but you cannot hide. Ultimately, you're always going to have that burden in your conscience, yeah, and your heart and your mind until you fulfill and submit to the Lord.
Or until you completely sear your conscience.
That's right. You could do that, too, as well.
What you're missing out on is real liberty, because it's interesting that when the Lord gave away the talents in the book of Matthew, the more faithful that a man was to the things of God, the more liberated he was and the more that God gave him. He who's faithful in little will be faithful in much. But remember the man that had five talents and then it was reproduced and it was brought, yep, forth to 10 talents. And then the Lord said, enter into the joy of the Lord. People need to understand that you really do find your life where you give it to the servitude of Christ.
Right. That's exactly right. And finally, David Ferranzo again said, when we love the truth, we will be offended when others trample all over it. The Bible must be top priority in our lives. The better we know the truth, the quicker we will recognize the counterfeit. And it goes back to that analogy we've used before. When we have, you know, people who are studying money, the real authentic, what money is authentically. In fact, I was at the Minnesota State Fair, and I was talking to people and standing at our booth, and this guy, he came and he got something. Then he showed me what a counterfeit bill looked like. And he showed me, you know, some examples of what real bills are supposed to have.
You didn't take it, did you?
No.
Okay.
Actually, his wife received it at a church garage sale, of all things. Now, I don't think that the church was probably intentionally passing out these fake bills.
They were stupid enough to take it.
Yeah, but the point is, you know, he said, yeah, you're just giving someone change, and you just put it in the rest of their bills. You know, people don't sit there and study every bill they get once they get their change back. But he was showing me the difference between some of the counterfeit and some of the real. It's like, wow, I never knew that. And, of course, to know what the counterfeit is, you have to be able to know what the real is. First, study the real. How do you know a stick is crooked? Well, lay a straight one next
to it. Right.
Study what the truth is, and then you'll see the deviations from that truth.
And
so
the more
the
you study it, the easier they're to identify.
That's right.
And we do that through discerning of spirits, by the way. I wanted to go back to one of your points, because Watchman Nee, he was a Chinese Christian. In the turn of the century, the early 1900s, he said this. He said, by the time the average Christian gets his temperature up to normal, everybody thinks he has a fever.
Yeah. It's so true.
So when you're acting accordingly and you are robed in the robes of Jesus Christ, then everybody else thinks, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Well, because we're no more compromising like you are, because we understand to come out from among them, that we understand that friendship with the world is enmity with God, that we understand that God gave a commandment, giving forth the commandment by saying, be holy as I am holy. We know that's a work of the Holy Ghost, but we still obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. And we do that because we're grateful, friends, not because we have to, and not because we want fire insurance, friends. We fear God, not hell. Okay? One more point. Charles Spurgeon said this, wherever there is faith in a man, let it but develop itself, and there will be a purging of himself from sin. Nobody needs to babysit him, friends, and tell them to do the right thing. There will be a separating himself from the world. There will be a conflict with evil. There's no getting around it. And a warring for the glory of Christ, to the glory of Christ, friends. Because we seek not our own righteousness, but we seek the Father's righteousness. And he's the one that establishes it. And if he establishes it, guess what? No flesh will glory in his presence. So there we have it. But I like that. I really like that. And it's really true. And by the way, I'm going to hold some of these things that you're saying on the radio. When we get off the radio, I'm going to hold you
phone. It's hard, you know, because you live.
Well, you preach it. You're going to live by. Yeah. You're going to preach fire. You're going to live by the fire. Rest assured.
Well, I think the thing is you go through life, and it's you know, you look at people after they, you know, they're walking with the Lord, and you look at what God wrought through their lives. But you know, I wish that some of these generals of God and some of these women of God would have wrote and published a journal of their lives on a day to day basis, because it's so true. We die daily. We're in much weakness, fear, and trembling, but we know that Christ is with us.
Well,
so,
Grace Abounding by John.
John Bunyan,
Pilgrim's Progress. I mean, so many of these commentaries, when you read these, you know, Matthew Henry, we got Adam Clark, we got Albert Barnes, we got John Wesley, we got John Calvin, Martin Luther, we can go back to John Knox, we can go to William Blackstone, we can go to William Booth, we can go to Catherine Booth. I mean, that is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And when we know their personal stories, it's very encouraging to others that don't quite. Because what happens here, friends, is so many times people are going through hardships and they don't understand that they're on the right road. It's when the hardship's there, if it's the hardship of the spirit, not of the flesh. Friends, rest assured, you're on the right road. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. For those that are hated for my name's sake. You see what I'm saying? We need to understand the love of God is different than the love of the flesh. Because the love of the flesh appeals and it allures to the things of the flesh, when the Spirit does just the opposite. It's a love that freely gives because it is freely received. And that's where we need to get back to, is Christ's risen state and walk in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that's the power the enemy fears more than anything. But until we understand that, again, the power of God unto salvation, I'm talking a foreign language to people. I really am.
Right. It's so true, because, you know, you can tell also something. It's like, for example, let's say a mother.
And I'm a baby in this too, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
still a young guy. I'm not like out there, and I'm not, you know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, that the elders obtained a good report. Well, we need to keep in mind that Moses and these men of God of old, you know, they came to fruition in the things of Christ, and that's why we've seen the fruit of Christ. So we are going to be tried and, you know, proven along the way.
Yeah, and the elders, I mean, obviously they've lived a long time. That's why they're called elders. So they've experienced much. They know much. They're not just new at this and trying to see, well, what happens if this, that. They've been through it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
they
you know
what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mother. A mother can sit down, you know, a woman who's going to have a baby and try to talk her through and tell her what labor is going to be like, and you can explain it until you're blue in the face. But until she actually goes through labor, she's not going to have a full understanding of what you're talking about.
Now, it's interesting because John, in the book of John, chapter 16, Jesus used the exact same analogy when bringing forth the things that of the Spirit is liking to a woman having a child.
Right.
And again, we need to study that out. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back and ask the question and actually give you the answer. Why is Obama protecting himself from the people that he's supposed to serve? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. Pretty amazing stuff, because he's got a wrong idea of who he is.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to tell you guys again, thank you very much for making us the number one show on Genesis Communication on Saturday's first hour. Now, second hour, we're actually in second place during the week. Now, this matters to me, friends, and I want you to understand why. And I know why people listen to me. It's not because of the eloquence. It's not that at all. And I'm being, in all sincerity, I'm being honest with you. It's because we're willing to say what others are willing to say. That's
not
really what it comes
down
to. I'm sorry, not willing to say. Thank you.
Yes.
And it really is important for us, but we know that's why you have us where you have us right now. And I do want to acknowledge that, but I do want you to know that we appreciate the fact that we're always in your ears.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is always going into your heart because he can only do what I can't do. Okay.
And I think the people feel the same way about the new Sons of Liberty Media website. Is it's a breath of fresh air. It speaks forth the truth.
I can actually give you a couple of referrals, but actually some of the things people are saying about it right now is really cool. But the fact of the matter is that some of the things that they've said, I can't say it on the radio.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
And that's the reason I'm here, right?
But I think it's refreshing for people because people want to hear the truth. They're sick and tired of diplomacy. They're sick and tired of, you know, just being so careful not to offend anyone. Listen, the truth is the truth. We have black. We have white. We've got, you know, up and down. It's just how it works. And people want to hear the truth, and they're feeling refreshed by hearing the truth. I mean, I can hear people at home saying, oh, I wish my pastor would be preaching this on Sunday mornings, and boy, we need this message, and so on and so forth. Well, it's not enough just to say we need this or that. Please do support us. If you feel that way, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation right at the top in the stars and stripes. Or, as I mentioned earlier in the first hour, if you want to scroll down a little bit and become a son or daughter of liberty, it's a wonderful opportunity for people to feel good about what they're supporting, saying, listen, I can get behind this, finally, a breath of fresh air. And what you do is, when you become a son or daughter of liberty, you give what you can on a monthly basis that helps sustain the foundation of the ministry so we can catapult and be out there with the people, which is what we want to do. Right now we're working on things in South Carolina and Virginia and Wisconsin and Minnesota and California. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to have Bradley speak in my area, how can I make that happen? It's not as difficult as you might think. Please give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You think, I want to change my community, I'd like to get this message in the ears of everyone that I know. Well, hey, give us a phone call and we'll see what we can do, because listen, nothing's going to change unless you make the point to do something about the problems that you see.
Some of the referrals, SOL Media right now, before we get over to Obama's, please know your page has our full and full support in your struggle. Another one is Bold Articles. You've got the most internal fortitude of them all. Keep it up. You're right on. And so on and so forth, friends. Hey, folks, this is about you. This isn't about us. Listen, this isn't something we applied for, but we're glad we're here when we're doing what we're called to do, because all glory goes back to who? Our Heavenly Father. And we want to give you what others are willing to give you, and that's the truth, what makes men free and what sets men free, because we know that to whom the Son maketh free is
free indeed, yet
amen.
Others are not willing to give
amen.
It to you.
Folks, you would think that with all of the admiration that Barack Hussein Obama has from the American people, or so the state-run media would have you believe, that the furthest thing he would need would be more protection from the people that he is reportedly serving. Yet it was recently reported that he is building a wall around the White House at taxpayer expense to insulate himself from you. And although the American people are awake to the fact that the southern border of the United States remains unsecure and that illegal aliens are invading on a daily basis, yet for some reason Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro, needs to be secure by building a wall of protection against the people of this country that he serves. And I say to that, how telling. And folks, what is legal for him seems to be illegal for the American people. Again, which defines tyranny. Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20. He who works for you should work for you. And if he did work for you, he wouldn't have to protect himself from you. And I'm about to get to that. So the question is, why is he so heavily protected against his own people? Anyone who travels to Washington, D.C. will know what I'm talking about, because when the president's motorcade goes through town, every road is blocked off by armed officers, Secret Service and the such, and in many cases, military. And any building the president enters is searched over with a fine-tooth comb. Is he better than we? The Secret Service was originally created in 1865 to suppress counterfeit currency. Let me say that again. The Secret Service was originally created in 1865 to suppress current or counterfeit currency. It had nothing to do with the president's safety up until 1907. Stephanie, would you like to go ahead and share the story about the time that we were at Woodrow Wilson's house and what the guy told us, that when he was done being the president of the United States, that they basically
dropped him off
and said,
thank you for your service.
That was it.
Here you go.
Don't need 3,200 people hanging around you, right? Protecting you from the people. But going on. And also, even how many times have we been to D.C.? What? 10, 15 times?
I've been there.
A lot.
Yeah.
I've been there a lot.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
And in saying that, folks, you go to the White House, you go to the White House grounds, look in the trees. Because, folks, just this last week, we were told some foreign alien, for some reason, had a knife in his hand, and he got into the inner chambers of the president's mansion, the executive mansion. Baloney. Baloney, friends.
Yeah.
When you look in the trees, there's Secret Service. When you look on top of the building of the White House, there is Secret Service with RPGs, friends. Inside, there is Secret Service. Around his family, there is Secret Service. As a matter of fact, case in point, just to throw this whole lie completely off kilter, it wasn't too long ago, friends, I believe it was last fall, where a black woman actually took a wrong turn with a baby in the back seat of her car.
Yeah.
Okay? She was hunted down by the authorities in Washington, D.C., and she was shot on a public street by D.C.'s finest criminals. Right in front of her baby for taking a wrong turn. And you're telling me that you're going to believe a lie that a man made it into the inner circle or in the inner chambers of the executive mansion? Baloney. They only brought that forth for the very purpose that they want to protect the president all the more.
An excuse.
Yeah. And you can better bet your bottom dollar, friends, you had some sort of agent that was, well, he was appointed, he was sent, and they knew he was coming. Oh, we didn't know he was coming. Man, he came in here and he said hi to us. Yeah. And all this other stuff. Really? What Washington, D.C. house are you at?
Yeah,
I've yet to see it.
I got to say this, too. I remember several years ago, we were looking at doing a tour of the White House, and they were saying, you know, all these things you could not have. You can't have this. You can't have that. And these are when our kids were younger, so I'm thinking, well, am I going to be able to bring a diaper in there? Because it was so stringent. I mean, you couldn't have this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. And you're telling me that they don't have metal detectors at least for a tour of the White House, and this guy's got a knife,
yeah,
and he's able to pass through that thing.
You know what's interesting? They're not only talking about just putting a wall around the president to build it. They're talking about making the fence higher, a wall. They're also talking about how if there's a threat of any sort on the presidential grounds, shoot to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot to kill. Mm-hmm. Friends, your president, shoot to kill. Unprecedented, friends, shoot to kill. Are you listening to this, America? I mean, if you haven't caught the vibe, the spirit from these people yet, that sanctions murder of innocent babies, assaults your kids by transvestites in public schools, or radical homosexuals, or atheists, or humanists, or any other debased form of human being there is, then you're never going to hear it. Shoot to kill? Your president wants to shoot to kill if he's on the wrong side of the fence? You have got to be kidding me. You know, I remember when a woman was in the process of trying to take out Harold. I'm sorry, Harold Ford. Sorry. President Ford.
Yeah.
You remember this documentary? He was angry because he said, I can take care of myself.
Hmm.
He was angry that he had some wacko wanting to take him out. But he was man enough to say, hey, listen, I can take care of myself.
Right.
Hey, you know what? Strap him. Good for him. But why does he need all these people around him, friends? He's not a king. This isn't a monarchy. And again, I lay to your candor the question, if he works for the American people, why would he want an order to shoot to kill on the White House grounds? I would love for somebody to answer that. I would love for somebody to answer that. It tells you clear as day, friends, that he no longer works for you. He works for special interests. And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, who he's working for. Enemies to this country. Wow. Talking about adding insult, or, you know, adding to insult injury.
Yeah. And people think,
I mean, he wants to take it further than that.
Yeah, you know, and people think, well, you know, oh, this is America. It can never happen here. I remember years ago when we took a picture right in front of the White House. You know, they have the iron gate, and then right in, this is several years ago. But it hasn't been that long where you could go right to the front of the White House, be right outside the iron gate, and take a picture. Now I remember when we tried to go.
You could in the 50s, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute, where you could actually walk up to the presidents up until Truman and shake their hands, and he could shake the hands of his constituents, and there wouldn't be a whole entourage of protection for him.
Yeah.
No, because there was still some degree of love for their country, and the people knew that.
And morality.
Yes,
and
in every sense of the word. Totally. Now we got this guy assailing the American people. Now he wants to shoot to kill on the smallest threat. Folks, if that doesn't tell you what is going on in your country, friends, I have no idea. I mean, we can go down the whole list of everything that's going on again. But boy, oh boy, you have a government set against you. Again, the Secret Service was originally created in 1865 to suppress counterfeit currency. It had nothing to do with the president's safety until 1907 when Congress passed the Sundry Civil Expense Act, which now meant that two men would be in full-time charge of the president's safety. Friends, did you know that the Secret Service now has 3,200 employees? And whenever the president leaves the White House, the Secret Service calls on the federal, state, and local agencies to heighten security and to heighten security measures. Why? Why, friends? I thought he had all this admiration. Well, let me parallel that to the point that, friends, I told you if he had all the support that the state-run media wanted you to believe that he had, then why did he need to drop the borders to the illegals? And now guess who he's appealing to? Just yesterday. He said, no matter how hard I'm going to fight, I'm going to make sure that we get this through concerning
the
illegals.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, you know, I brought up one of the things during the last segment that the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. And I can see the response thus far. And I just want to tell you, friends, that as long as you remain sheep, keep in mind the wolves will devour. As long as you remain sheep, the wolves will devour. So, going back to what we're talking about, if Obama worked for the people, then why is he protecting himself from the people, and why are they attempting to pass legislation to shoot to kill? And again, friends, you can rest assured that that guy getting inside the inner chambers of the executive White House, it's a lie. Those are the walls that they're really creating around this transparent ministry. Or, I'm sorry, this administration.
Yeah, it ain't no ministry, I can tell you that.
Oh, it is. Of hell, literally.
Seriously.
Yeah. But going on, friends, we know that until Harry Truman's presidency, former presidents were dropped off at, they were literally, friends, dropped off at their homes and were provided no special pension, security, or other benefits. They were just average American citizens, just like those that they served. When the president, for example, Truman, would take daily walks around Washington, D.C., with a bodyguard or two in tow, American citizens would just walk right up and shake his hand. Now, we've got the documentation. We watched the documentary, and it was great. And it actually kind of surprised me a little bit that the president was that accessible when I first viewed it. It was like, whoa, that was pretty cool. I mean, folks, it's almost like the more un-American they become, the more protection they get. But if you look at the parallel between Washington and the current administrations, in 1789, the federal government under President Washington had 350 federal civilian employees, but today they number in the millions. It's not what our forefathers intended at all. In 1832, the total federal budget was $11 million. In 2011, it was over $4 trillion. Folks, you have, again, a government working against its people. Since 1900, the total number of government laws and regulations the average citizen is required to obey has increased an estimated 3,000%. Remember when I said this? And I've said it quite a few times. If you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States, said that every word of the Constitution decides a question between power and liberty. What's the intent of it, friends? As the government increases control, this leads to a corresponding decrease of individual liberty and responsibility. Again, friends, he works for you. You don't work for him. But the real problem is when all this power becomes centralized and is left unchecked by the public, then it becomes that rationale that they have the badge, so therefore they must be right. And in this particular situation, just because they have the badge doesn't give them authority to execute the law against the law. Because, America, you are the law. Remember, again, Thomas Jefferson, again, the third president said, "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first." That's right. And it has been said that the laws are most numerous when the Commonwealth is most corrupt. Again, that's exactly right. Let's contrast that really quick. It was said that the first president of the United States, George Washington, it was said of him that he was hailed first in war, first in peace, and the first in the hearts of the countrymen. But during the Revolutionary War, George Washington didn't send someone else to go in his stead. He took responsibility and went himself to lead the call for independence on the behalf of the country and the people he loved. During this time, he had little to no money to fight the war, but he fought on with what he had and beat back the tyrant King George. How? Through prayer and action. George Washington was also the man who could not die in battle, as he was shot several times with a bullet hole in his jacket. Several bullet holes, might I add. Yet he survived unscathed. But now you have a president that does just the exact opposite. He wants the crown while others bear the cross. Isn't it interesting that we can see through history that what follows luxury, decadence, and this is exactly what we're seeing today in this country in so many different fronts. Washington shot several times with bullet holes in his jacket, yet we have now 3,200 employees protecting this criminal from the people that he's supposed to serve. How does that work? Oh, by the way, going back to Washington, in contrast to this criminal in the White House, he told his family, "By all powerful dispensations of providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." And like King David, God protected Washington from his enemies. In the past half century, as we have seen the corrupt in government slowly usurp their authority and declare war on the people, the protection of the president has risen to ridiculous measures. We got Kara calling from Michigan. Welcome Kara. To the Sons of Liberty. I'm sorry. You know, every time...
You always say Kara.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know, sorry about that. K-A-R-A.
Kara.
Kara.
Kara, sorry. Oh, okay. No, I said Kara. It's Kara. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Thank
right.
you.
Do you got a nickname, Kara?
Really do a great job, and Stephanie, exposing the truth in God's word and what's going on in the country. And, you know, I don't believe for a minute. I think that those guys that got into the White House, I think that was a plant.
Yep.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Not right.
Are you telling me after all, not you, after all these years, with all the surveillance, all the cameras, all the stuff and protection that they have there, and I think that President Obama is setting up to create more security, like all dictators do,
yep,
more walled area against the people in case the people rise up.
Oh, there's
another
no
excuse.
Amen.
And never let a crisis go to waste.
I totally
believe that story of those two getting that close all the way supposedly into the green room. Do you?
No, there's no way.
Oh, no way.
There's no, I mean, listen, I've been there so many times. It is a police state in Washington,
yes,
D.C. And
absolutely.
Again, I told you the story earlier of the black girl with the baby in the back seat. She was a doctor, by the way. She turned in up against the gate. She took a wrong turn. The police hunted her down. Minutes later, they shot her to death. And conveniently, all the video cameras in Washington, D.C., all of a sudden, all that film went missing, MIA, when it was time to produce.
Yeah, and now we see that he comes out with shoot to kill.
That's right. You know what?
So,
if that is not telling, my friend, I don't know what is telling.
Under the Fourth Amendment, with probable cause or suspicion, right? Probable cause, right?
That's right.
To shoot to kill.
Here's a question. Why would anybody want to take him out? Why would anybody want to harm the President of the United States? Why?
I can think of a lot of reasons that people would like to. They think about it.
Well, when there's
do it.
Well, when you
to do it.
When you violate a people the way that this administration has violated its own people, people are going to respond. I hope it never goes that far. But the bottom line is, what I do hope happens is that the American people stand up and execute the law against this criminal administration, along with this administration concerning Eric Holder. By the way, the House is now calling for, jail. Let's throw him in jail. If he wants to act out of his scope of authority and act outside of his powers, act as an outlaw, then let's deal with him accordingly. We should have did this 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this is why, and I had mentioned it to you on your show maybe a year ago, that, you know, I'm in contact with Congress every day down in D.C.
Yes.
And I do political commentating for a number of radio shows here in our area.
Okay.
And trying to wake people up to the NACERA document, the National Economic Security Reformation Act. And that gives the power of the military to remove, not only at the
That's
federal
right.
level, but all throughout the country, anybody that is a public servant that violates the Constitution, passed by Bill Clinton and signed into law March of 2000, NACERA. And a lot of members of Congress are aware of it. They have it on file. But here's the problem. There's maybe four dozen that would love to enforce it or use it, but the rest of them, they know about it, but they won't use it because they know that they, too, it includes
That's
any
right.
member or a member of cabinet or House or Senate, anybody down there, they, too, would be removed, and that's why they won't enforce it.
That's right.
But it is a tool that they have, being that the House won't do their job under Article 2, Section 4, being that we can't get a sheriff that has the constitutional authority to remove the president, vice president, or it really anybody, your sheriff, your last line of defense. They do have the tool of NACERA. So I've been getting this information out over the radio now for 6 years, talking
Amen.
To members of Congress. Millions of people know about it. I have all the documents on it. And we have to reach out to the military because I really believe that is our only hope of getting these criminals removed.
Amen. Amen. For the sake of time, go ahead, take that call. We appreciate
Kara,
it.
We
Don't
appreciate
mean to
it.
You
yeah. mm-hmm.
Kara.
Kara.
Again, it's all your stuff. We got about 30 seconds.
All right. And that, again, as we mentioned before, if you say, listen, we'd like to support what you do because we're all sons and daughters of liberty. We should all be. It's we the people upholding the Constitution of the United States, the Bible and the Constitution. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to make a donation or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out all of our products. We love you by what we do.
Yep, we thank you, Kara.
Kara.
For
Kara,
your phone
Kara,
call.
Kara, Kara,
Kara. From Michigan. We got to get a nickname here.
Oh, Kara.
Okay, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. First down, 318. We'll talk to you soon. Love you. See ya.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.